Okay.
I don't really write anything.
The Shabbos was Hashem Ulein Parshas Balak, and the Shabbos is also Shavuos of the Tammuz. It happens to be we don't fast because it's Shabbos, so the fast is pushed off to Sunday. But officially, the fast is on Shabbos. So I want to really speak about matters relating to the fast. But first, so I can begin with something from Parshas Balak, the famous pasuk. Probably the most famous pasuk in the parsha, right up there, right on top, is the pasuk Matov Alecha Yaakov Mishnah Sech Yisrael, right? That's in Perek Chav Dalad, pasuk Hey, and that pasuk is incorporated into the davening. And Rashi comments, what exactly is what does Bilam have in mind here when he's he's trying to curse the Jewish people, so he ends up blessing them instead. So it says Matov Alecha Yaakov Mishnah Sech Yisrael. And Rashi comments, "Pasukei matov alecha al shera pischem she'en mechuvanim zeh mul zeh." It was a tzniut matter. He saw that their tents were set up in such a way that there was privacy, protecting the privacy of each individual. The tents were set up so the doors didn't face each other. The entrances to the tents didn't face each other. So he was very impressed by this. And Mishkan Osecha means Chanu Yosecha, your dwelling places. That's the Ketagamo. Dover Acher. Matovu alecha Yaakov, matovu alecha, matovu oel shilo ubeis olomim miyishuvon, shemakrivim behen karbonos lechaper. I'm not referring to personal tents or personal dwelling places, but to the holy places, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, oel shilo, right, that's where the Mishkan ended up, in Shilo, before they built the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, ubeis olomim, of course, is the Beis HaMikdash itself, and how beautiful that is when they're standing, because you bring karbonos or kapara. And Mishkan Osecha, even after Shen Charevin, even after they've been destroyed, we say Mashkan Aleim v'Chorban and Kapar on the Foshos. Right, the buildings were destroyed, but that itself was a Kapara. Shenemar Kilo Hashem is Chamoso Pasuk and Eicha Perak Dal Pasuk Alav. Or Makilo Vayatz is Eish Petzion, because Baruch Hu took out his wrath on Eitzim Ravonim and so on. So even in their destruction, these places provided some sort of a Kapara for Klal Yisrael. So this is the. Pasuk as darshaned over there. However, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf. Just turn on. Give me the Sanhedrin. That's that. It's okay. Okay. I thought this was Sanhedrin. This is the last volume, 3. I think, and that's it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin states the following. Thank you. On Daf Kuf Hei Yamad Beis. The Gemara, this is in Parak Chalek. The Gemara says, and the reason it comes up here is because Bilam is identified in the first Mishnah in Parak Chelek as one of the people who doesn't have a share in Olam Haba. So there's a lot of literature about Bilam here. So towards the bottom, Kuf Hamad Bay is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Where's the Amar Yochanan? Mi brachoso shel oso rosha atalamed maher belibo. From his brachas, all the psukim are psuke bracha. From his brachas, you can see what he had in mind to curse, and what curse he had in mind. Okay, bikesh mahel belibo. What did he have in mind? So bikesh lomar shlo yulahem bate knesios ubate midrashos. Okay, what he wanted is that they should have no place of service to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should have any places, right? Instead, he said matov alecha Yaakov. He hoped lo tasha shchina alehem, that the shchina should not dwell in their midst. Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, the Shechina, Mishkan Osecha, the word Shechina will dwell. It goes on, explains various other psukim in that flow. So what the Gemara is trying to say is you can deduce from the language that Bilam used that turned out to be a bracha, which is the psukim that we have, from that it comes out, you can see what he really had in mind in terms of cursing them. That's how the Gemara says. Rashi says, it refers to a pasuk later on in the Chumash. The pasuk is in the Devarim. The Gemara itself, will quote the pasuk a bit later. The Gemara is in Devarim, Perek Chav Gimel. The pasuk there says that people say v'yitn lecha. This pasuk's in there. So it says Vayafoch Hashem lecha es haklala levracha. Because Baruch Hu turned around the klala into a bracha. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara is getting at. In other words, he wanted to say a klala, so the brachas that he said was the flip side of what he had in mind. That's the point. Shaloyu Batiknisis. Velo Nasan Shus, Am Matavaracha. Because Baruch didn't give him Shus, so he said Matavaracha Yaakov. Okay, and the Gemara goes on, various other psukim also. At the end of this a few lines later, the Gemara says, Omar Abba Bar Kana, Kulam Chazul Kola. Unfortunately, they all turned around. Eventually, throughout Jewish history, the things that he wanted to say turned into a bracha, but eventually these curses came true. Kulam Chazul Kola, Chutz Mibate Knesios Ubate Mibate Vidroshos, with the exception of this one. This one was never turned around. Rashi says, they turned out to be Averis, whatever it turned out, and turned into Klolos. Except for this one. That will never disappear. We'll always have places to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what's the Rai? They all turned around because that very Pasuk in Dorim Perkov Gimel Pasuk Vav. It's a Klolo Livracha. Klolo, below Klolos. The Pasuk says the curse was turned into a bracha. I mean, only one curse was turned into a bracha and never turned around. The others were all turned around. So that's the Sugan and Hedin of Kufim Beis Damar Shah in the Chidush HaGodos. So they explain, because it doesn't make any sense that these brachas should come through. These are beautiful brachas. They come through such a rush as Bilam. And the bracha should be given, says the Marshal, to a tzaddik, right? The bracha doesn't come through a rasha. The answer is no, because bracha simply turned on the head the words that Bilam wanted to say. Okay, but ultimately, if you think about it for a moment, even to some extent, this bracha, this klala came true also, didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. We understand, like Rashi said in Chumash, Matamo Lecha Yaakov, that it was referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Olamim, and so on, or Mishkan Shiloh, and so on. That disappeared, but there was an antidote to that, namely the Batei Knesios and the Batei Midrashos. They taka survived. So you see that in a certain sense, the shuls that we have and the Batei Midrashos, these are continuations, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash that we have. And that brings to mind the famous Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof Tesam Aleph. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, who was a Navi, who was in Golos. It says in Parak Yidala, Pasuk Tezayin of Yechezkel, Ochein, O Emor, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Kirchakti Magor, Vichafitzos, Marotzos, even after I have scattered, again, Yechezkel was in Bava with them, even after I have scattered you among the Goyim and spread you out in all the different lands, Bo'ei Lohem L'miktosh Me'at, Barotzos Asher Bo'osham, but I will be like a Mikdash, my miniature Mikdash. The Gemara has a drosha. Okay, what does that mean? The Gemara says, Vayilahem Megillah Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. The Mar says Darish Rava My Defeat. Oh, I'm sorry, different line. Vayilah Mikdash Maat Amamitzak Elu Batei Knesios Ubatei Midrashos Shevet Bavel. That's the Mikdash Maat. Every shul is sort of like a miniature version, if you will, of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Gemara Megillah. So that means that in a certain sense, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is correct. The Klala of Bilam, that we should have no Batei Knesios, no places to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that did not come true. That was turned into a bracha and remained as such forever. However, again, there is a piece of the klala, the attempted klala that came true, namely that it was not the ultimate Beis HaMikdash, but rather we have this substitute, this Mikdash Ma'at. Okay? So that's in terms of background information in Parshas Balak, and obviously, as we arrive at this time of year, this year Parshas Balak, as I said, lands on Shavuos B'Tammuz, Shabbos and Shavuos B'Tammuz, so this is the time we focus upon or begin to focus for 3 weeks through Tisha B'Av on the absence of the full Mikdash. Yes, it's true, we have a Mikdash Ma'at, but I think it's only a Mikdash Ma'at. It's only this miniature version, so to speak. It's a replica, it's a replacement, but it's not the real thing. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the fast of Shavuos B'Tammuz. Really, what I'm saying is not limited to Shavuos B'Tammuz at all. It's really about all the four fast days. And we know there's a pasuk in Sefer Zechariah, Perek Ches, pasuk Yutes, the famous pasuk, which indicates that there are four fast days. Okay, 4 days on which we fast. It doesn't really give us too much information in the pasukim themselves, but I'll read you the pasuk anyway. Zechariah Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Tes. The Pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Because Baruch Hu says, Tzom Haravi, V'tzom HaChamishi, V'tzom HaShvi, V'tzom HaSiri, Yeh Leveis Yehuda, L'soson L'simcha, U'madim Tovim, V'emes HaShalom HaHavu. I'd say four fasts are mentioned in that Pasuk. Tzom Haravi, the fast of the fourth month. Tomer Shvi, the fast, Chamishva, the fast of the fifth month, Tomer Shvi, the fast of the seventh month, the Tomer Si, the fast of the tenth month. That pasuk is a positive. It says in the future, yeah, LeBeis Yehuda, excuse me, LeSasson LeSimcha, Amadim Tomer, eventually days of great Sasson and Simcha. Now the Gemara has the whole rest of that daf. I'm sorry, the Gemara darshins this pasuk, I didn't say the daf. Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara has a whole drush, it's exactly what these, what's being referred to. But we'll assume the way Rabbi Akiva says, exactly how to read on the pasuk. We'll assume like Rabbi Akiva that the way we usually assume that it's the reference to the fast of these different months. Somar Ravi is the fast of the fourth month. The fourth month is Tammuz, starting Nisan Yosivan Tammuz. So that's Shiva Sabit Tammuz. Tomah Chamishi, the fast of the fifth month of, that's Tisha B'Av. Tomah Shvi, the seventh month starting Nisan is Tishrei. That's what we call Tzom Gedalia, right, the third of Tishrei. And Tzom Asiri, the tenth month, is Teves, Asar B'Teves. So we have a pasuk here that lists these four particular days. These are fast days. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah discusses what the status of these fast days is today. The issue, the background information is the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, your cousin, huh?
Why don't they include them before?
Because it's a totally different type of fast. These are fasts that have to do with mourning. Okay, and Yom Kippur is a separate category in and of itself. A totally different type of fast. Yom Kippur, as we know, is not a day of mourning at all. It's a day of Simcha. It's a different type of fast altogether. Good. So Gemara, it comes up because the Mishnah on the Ches and Aleph is talking about the months. You know, the Bezin in the olden days used to declare Rosh Chodesh based on sighting the new moon, and it would send out messengers. They'd send out shluchim. Messengers to let the districts know that when Rosh Chodesh was declared. So the Mishnah lists which month. They didn't have to send out every month. When is a Yom Tov in that month, they have to send out. So the Mishnah has a list, and it says they would send out Ashisha Chadoshim Shluchim Yotze. There's 6 months that they would send out Shluchim. Rashi says that, again, the background is that there would be Mekadosh Chodesh Alpi Edim. And the shluchim would tell the people in exile, far off people, that the Rosh Chodesh was on this and this date. Yep. What are the 6 months? The list of the 6 months are. One of them is Al Av Mipnei HaTainus. They would send out shluchim in the month of Av so that people would know when Tisha B'Av will be. They have to know when Rosh Chodesh was in order to know when Tisha B'Av is, obviously, right? So they would send out Av. The end of the mission, it says, Kesher Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, they would also send out an ear because of Pesach Katan, Pesach Sheni. Pointed out that doesn't change the tally, it would seem, because it's still six, because when the basement was standing, well, there's no one out and off, because no Tisha B'Av, right? So, okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, on the very bottom of Yilchet and Aleph, V'lifku nami ha-Tamuz u'teves, shouldn't the Shluchim also go out Tamuz to let people know when Shavuot b'Tamuz is, and Teves, and Asar b'Teves? Some we don't have to worry about, from Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but if you send them out in Av, so you should send them out in Tamuz and in Teves also. The Gemara says, "On top of Ches and Beis, Amar of Chanabar Bizna, Amar Bishur Chasida, My Dichtiv Kol Marshan Tzvakos, Tzomar Vidi, Tzomar Chesed, Tzomar Sishri, Tzomar Sivi Al Beis Yehuda, Sasson Simcha." It's a funny pasuk. Why? Because it says Karilu Tzom. These are days that are called. You call it Tzomar Sivi, the fast day. On the other hand, then you say the Karilu Sasson Simcha. It's also Sasson Simcha, right? And that's how the Mefarshim point out. It should have said the days on which you used to fast, or something like that, right? But it doesn't. It still calls it a tzom. Rashi says, "Amar chamar barbiz, etc." The kula you make tainus dinu bizman hazeh she'ein beisemik tashkayim. Masisim bizman hazeh also kamar bitzonik shemik tashkayim. This mission is talking about after the zman of mikdash, because the conclusion of the mission, as I read before, it says, "And when the beisemik stood, they sent out also during for er because of pesach sheni." Right, but this mission is obviously talking about after the korban habayis, and apparently these fast days are in place. Okay, Bismana says no Beis HaMikdash, but yet they're called days of Sosan and Simcha. So he says, well, the Gemara says, Bisman Shie Shalom Yula Sosan and Simcha. Ain Shalom Tzom. Okay? The Gemara basically says that the explanation is that at the time when there's Shalom, okay, when there's time of Shalom, Rashi says, what does Shalom mean? She'ein Yara Ov Dekochom Takif Al Yisrael. The Jews aren't under the thumb. Not subordinate to Goyim and so on and so forth. There's Shalom. Others say that Shalom refers to the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Okay, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so then the days of Sasson and Simcha. But ain't Shalom now. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so then they're going to be fasting. They're going to be Tzom. Okay? That's one thing. But the point being, so then, if that's true, so why then weren't shluchim sent out for Tammuz and Teves also? Where it says, no, Amar Papa, Hachi Kamar. Bizman Shie Shalom, Yula Sasun and Simcha. When there's Shalom, so there's Sasun and Simcha. Okay, good. But Yesh Gzeres Hamalchus, but it depends. Yesh Gzeres Hamalchus, Tzom. If there's a Gzera against the Jews, governmental laws against Jews, persecution of Jews, and so on, decrees to persecute the Jews, then they have to fast, as always. But Ein Gzeres Hamalchus, Ein Shalom, what if it's a time when it's neither? There's no persecution of Jews, but there's no Beis Hamikdash. It's not perfect. There are a lot of problems. And again, this, you can spend a lot of time in this Gemara. We're simplifying, but it's kind of a middle stage. You know, there's not like now, maybe, right? There's no persecution, but there's still trouble around the Beis Hamikdash. So then the Gemara has the expression, Rotsu Misanin, Rotsu Ein Misanin. If you want, you fast. If you don't want, you don't fast. Okay? If the people want, and therefore, for that, they didn't send out Shluchim. Now, again, we'll see in a second, Rosh Hashanah explain, it's not that every individual can make the decision for himself. It means the Bezin, the leadership, will make that decision. But bottom line, in a certain sense, that's why they didn't send out Shluchim in Tammuz and in Teves, because those fast days aren't as strict, okay, during a time when it's Ein Shalom, or Ein Gzeres Hamalchus, or Ein Shalom. Okay, that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Now, what we see from this Gemara, and it's really instructive to look at the Ritva Takik. The Ritva really explains everything very, very beautifully in his Kedushim. There in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amud Beis, okay? And the Gemara says, he says, Hachi Purish, I won't even be part of it. He says, Shatzomos Halal Iker Gzeiras Mahal Churban Rishon. The real reason for each of these fast days related really to the Bayis Rishon. Okay, to the Bayis Rishon. Kol Echad Yonah. Kshinimna Bayis Sheni. And now this Zechariah, where the Pasuk comes from, he lived at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. Zechariah was the last three in the Nevi'im that we had were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And they were the members, they were three of the 120 members of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. And they were there at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So Kshinimna Bayis Sheni, Omar HaNavi, Komar Hashem, and so on and so forth. Meaning, Komar Shalayin Hagu Bayim Tzom. You don't have to fast anymore. Because the Beit HaMikdash had been built, okay? On the other hand, they were still referred to as a tzom, so something's going on. It means lo nekro legamri gzera rishona. The Bayis Sheni was a poor, you know, poor replica of the Bayis Rishon, okay? And even though v'afal pishar rosh ha'teyaka kim shal Bayis Rishon igzar indi, now Talmud Yodin are you? They knew, the Nevi'im knew. Shosof Bayis Sheni zelechar. They knew that this was going to be destroyed too. And it's going to be a golos, which we're in now. Therefore, they didn't undo the fasts that were established after the Bayis Rishon weren't undone completely, but rather, again, that's a question of what it would mean, Shalom, but let's assume he mentions both things. We're living in peace, the Bayis Rishon is standing. Then you will say, Shalom, and Shalom, Shabbos Rishon is Harvi, Yesh, Shmal Yisrael. So then she would psalm, that's for sure. Then the original decree comes back. Ratzu bezdin, as he says, ratzu bezdin. It's not up to each individual. Ratzu bezdin, misana, ratzu and misana, klav. Okay? Okay, now, then he says, but be based on this, okay, and well, let's read this a little further, okay? In the Gemara. So that's the Gemara, that's the Ritva. We'll come back to him in the Ritva in a second. The Gemara then goes on, there on Rosh Hashanah Beis, to answer 1 second. So now I understand why the Shluchim didn't go out in Tammuz or in Teves, because it wasn't necessarily automatically the fast. It's a different thing. So ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, Yochi Tisha B'Av Nami. So why is Tisha B'Av different? You look at that Pasuk, Tisha B'Av is not singled out as in any way being different. Tzoma Ravi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shri, Tzoma Asiri. Okay, so Tisha B'Av also, Yochi Tisha B'Av Nami, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay? Rashi had said, okay, again, yes, first of all, he said by Yilu Sosso Simcha doesn't mean real. Hayantim just means Asim Hesper of Tainim. If you wouldn't fast, is the point. Okay. So Yesh Yesam Achus Tom, Chobel Sam's Rebbe. If not, Ratsu Ein Misan, Ratsu Misan. Came under Rishus, so Lomachim Shukum Alayov. So they weren't Matriach Shukum to go out. But if so, Tisha B'Av also, Amar Papa. Shiny Tisha B'Av hol v'huchpulu bo tzoros. Tisha B'Av is different because there was many tzoros on Tisha B'Av. The Amar Mar, B'tishmur of Chorav HaBayis Borishona, the first basin was destroyed. Uvashnia, the second basin was destroyed. Vanilka, the Beitar, the city Beitar was destroyed. The Nechosh Oir, the city was overturned and so on. So Tishabov is stricter. So Tishabov remained with the original rule forever. The original Takana, Tishabov stayed. Okay? And that's why Tishabov, they would send out Sukhan, was not dependent on Rotsu Mitzan and Rotsu Ein Mitzan. So says the.
Maybe
there was
a split decision.
The what?
Maybe there was a split decision. Rotsu.
All right, that's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, okay. The Ritvor writes, okay, the Ritvor says, no, he says, first of all, he said, we'll come back to the point, it's an interesting question. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's interesting. I want to say that the Tishra, they wrote, well, it may relate to Fala Machokas. One second, hold the thought for a second. I just want to read a little further in the Ritvor. He says, that's why there's a difference also between Tisha B'Av and the other Taniyos in terms of A, the breadth of the Yisr, and according on Tisha B'Av, you have all the Chamesh Sinuyim, right? You're not allowed to eat and drink, you're not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to engage in marriage, you're not allowed to wear leather footwear, and whatever, you're not allowed to anoint Sikha, right? That doesn't apply on the other fast days. And also, Tisha B'Av begins the night before, right? It's in Mevel Yom, right? The night before. So that much they didn't accept and so on. He says, "Anochon the vada mechach me tamuz kvar nogim betamuz atayvis." Well, kvar kibulay rotsu and kol yisol kmoz b'zvanas of atamuz the Gemara. They were fasting shabbat tayvis and shemos betamuz as well, and they couldn't undo it. But at the time of the Mishnah, perhaps it wasn't like that. Yeshu mitzvah depended where you were and so on. But they didn't send out messages for that reason. And okay, it's just instructive to read this, but I don't want to spend that much time on it. But anyway. He says, "Efshar alam akimi olam lo nisbatam isval achar chumen tanis mitamuz uteves elachumre tanis hushan isbatam ehem." What he's alluding to is the following. Maybe relates to your question. Before I get to that next point, I want to look for one other second at Tosas, because Tosas bothered Yilchas and Beis Mashana. Hol v'hukulu b'tzaras. Tosas, one second. Shavasa b'tamuz also have multiple tzaras. Okay. Tosas asks, "Yom Shavasa b'tamuz." Nami Yira Chamisha Dvarim Kitan Perk Basid Tanis, where his mission the end of Tanis of Chavog, right? There were several things that happened. Shavuos v'Tamuz also, right? The Luchos were broken, and they broke through the city, and then they stopped the Karbanos and so on to the mission. So he says, what do you mean Tisha B'Av is stricter because it had multiple tzaras? Shavuos v'Tamuz also had multiple tzaras. The Tosfos answer, no. He says, Avachurban Beis Hamikdash Takifa Tuva. Doesn't mean multiple tzaras. It means weightier or heavier duty tzaras, the Beis HaMikdash, you know, there's nothing compared to that. Or, well, the Lo Domi Tishra, the tzar Achas Huchbulabo. What the Gemara means is the same tzar happened twice. That's not the case. Shavuos of Tammuz, they broke through the walls, but in the first place, they broke through the walls on the ninth of Tammuz, earlier. Okay, so therefore, it's not the same. That's why Tisha B'Av has a separate status. But having said that, there's an interesting machlokas regarding that separate status. Between the Rishonim, and maybe Jonathan, well, it's your question, I have to think it through. But there's a Tosis in Megillah on Daf Hamad Beis. Tosis in Megillah, Hamad Beis. The sugya there is the Gemara has a strange statement. Gemara says that the different things that Rebbe wanted to do, and one of the things was Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to undo, get rid of Tisha B'Av. As some of us would agree, but we not a pleasant day, but what's going on with that? So Tosis, the Rebbe Maskel, Ubikesh, there in Megillah. Just don't have this on the slide. Okay. So Ubikesh Lakor Tishbov, he says, Vikosha, Hechasaka Daiter. How could it be? The high Tana, the Rebbe, how you wrote to Lakor Tishbov, Lagamri. Warmrina, the Gemara Tana Saf Laman Beis, Kalocha Vashosim Tishbov, Ena Reb and Achomash Roshalayim. We uproot Tishbov. Oh, the Ha'ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divir Bezin Chaver Ken Karam Hemen Abachachum. It's a technical rule. Can't undo an earlier takana. The Yeshlom Ardelo Ratzel LaOkro. I didn't want to uproot the Tisha B'Av altogether. Ela Mechumra Sheyesh Bo Mishar Taniyos. He wanted to bring Tisha B'Av down to the other Taniyos and the Chumras of Tisha B'Av. The Haino, all five and Inuyim starting the night before. He didn't want to uproot Tisha B'Av altogether. He just wanted to lower its status, so to speak. Then he gives a different answer. Inami or Inami Yisrael with the Rebbe Rotzel Akum Mitzi Lakova Siri Kedem Yochanan. He wanted to move it to the 10th, not the 9th, because most of the Beis Hamikdash burnt on the 10th, not the 9th. He didn't want to get rid of it altogether. Okay, anyway, so there's the Tosis in the regular Gemara, it's right next to the Tosfos, an Aser on the side. It's probably in the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's got different gears than Tosfos. Here they printed in this newer edition, Oz Tess, it's there. What does it mean? Elach Michumash Shiesh Bo Yosem Yishatanios, V'doros Vishonim, Lo Gozru Elarach Shiyom Tainos V'lo Yoser. Listen, it's according to Tosfos. It's basically the question is like this. How did it start out? Again, the Pasuk, they're all equal, right? The Pasuk does not distinguish Tishba and the other three Tanios. So which came first? Was where the change happened. So Tosfos here, with this, I mean, you know, this addition to Tosfos says that originally Tisha B'Av was like the other three fasts. The Hainu, there was no night before, there was no Chamesh Sinuim, right? That's the language of this footnote here. It says, Doros Vishorim Lo Gozer L'Rashiyom Tainas V'Lo Yoser. But because of all the tzaras, later on, Klai Yisrael sort of decided they better treat Tisha B'Av in a different way. It's such a terrible tragedy, and since then we know many other things happened on Tisha B'Av, fine. So Tisha B'Av, it was originally the Pasuk, Tomer V, Tomer, that's all the fast days were, daytime fast, just not eating and drinking. Then Tisha B'Av, because of the Huchpul of Botzoris and so on and so forth, its status became that it had more stuff associated with it. Now, is that based on Ratzu? Maybe. They wanted to increase, that's what it looks like Tosfos is saying. They wanted to increase or hire or intensify the availus of Tisha B'Av. What's interesting is that
After
Korban
Bismarck
is it looks like, yeah. And probably after Beitain, after all those things, yeah. They started, it doesn't say when. That's what Tosfos says. The Ramban, and the Kitzur, the Ramban has a work called Torah Habayis. Torah Adam. Torah Habayis and Rashbo is Talmud. Torah Adam. So Torah Adam has a lot of the basics of Avelus, including the personal Avelus, God forbid, you know, Shiva and all that, but also about the national Avelus. So this is the most of Cook edition, Rav Shavel's edition, page Reish Mem Gimel. He quotes our Gemara here and talks about it. And he says, what's interesting, he says, Umestabra, the Kulu Arba Tzomas Tainas Tziburhein, Unavim Gozrosam, V'chol Chumrei Tainas Alehen. He says the exact opposite. He says the original was that all four were 24-hour fast, had the Chamesh Sinuyim. And what happened? Because of this Ratzu, so here's like a split decision with the Ratzu, they, when it became sort of more optional, they maintained them as what? As fast days, but without the Chumrah. So it's the Mamash Fakir from Tosfos, right? And it says, he says, the Chumrei Tanim, Seeking Behem Rol Yom, you have to stop the day before. Masun Brachitz of Sichun of Sasando, the Tashmarita, Kit Tisha B'Av. Okay, because the Pasuk links them together and so on and so forth. Al Meika Takana Vare Asurin Hang Bakulam, the Logora, Gzeris Navim, Gzeris Bezim Tanim, and he compares it to the other fast days, the Gemara Masechet Tanim, so it was a rain, and those were, they also had the later ones. You know, if it just didn't rain for a little while, they had lighter weight Tanios, but as the drought continued, if it did, they had more serious taniyos, and some of them included 24 hours and not having all the chamesh shinuim and so on. So he says the other fast is not going to be less than that and so on. Then later on, it got knocked down. Okay, because it was kind of optional. There was the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, and it was kind of that in between stage. It wasn't perfect, but there was and so on. So that was that was the Ratzu business. So he says, that's what the Gemara means. He works out various other Gemaras like that. So Stam, it's interesting, Machlokas tells Narban, which way did it go?
Okay. Rebbe is just saying that Tishba should be like...
So what the Gemara Tosfos says in Megillah is, that's what Rebbe wanted. Wasn't on doing Tishba altogether.
Like
he wanted to bring it, make it like the others. Okay.
All the other ones.
And that's what John said, maybe because of Ratzu. I'm not sure. But in any event, this point of Ratzu... I want you to keep that in mind because I want to focus on that. I just want to focus on one other thing from the Ramban. The Ramban says this business of Ratzu is no longer applicable today. That's all the Rishonim write. Okay, it's not today. Today it's it's been accepted, and everybody. The Ramban writes that, I'll look at it inside the Ritva. I was reading before the Ritva in there in Rosh Hashanah says that nowadays we have to do. We've already accepted it, and so on. It was not going to change. We're not going to do the tradition and so on. So basically, it's no longer Ratzu, but its origin is in the idea of Ratzu. The Chiddush HaRan, there in Rosh Hashanah, Yochas HaBeis writes, Ratzu is not Lo Amrinan Shavino Achav El Baratzon Taya. Okay, it was up to the Ratzon of the people and so on with the decisions they made. except he says as the reason we Olafizia Ina Hanach Thomas Bar Mi Tishba Baratzon Tolik. Tishba was not based on Ratzu. The Ran writes before Tishba was not based on Ratzu. Tishba was the original thing. But he quotes the Ramban, Elish Ramban's Al Kosm Sefer, the Ratzu Rabbi's always given Shalos Anos Kamin, She'ain Bez Matricha Leilis Anos, Achsha Kvar Ratzu, and Ogle is Anos, Kimla Len. Lefichach also Yachel Lifrod Gidra. Today you can't make a change. And Kol Shekani adds, Midoris Halo, Sherbav and Osenu, Sherabu Yesh, we have many others, Yesh Shmad Bisol. There's plenty of times of persecution. You know what I'm saying? So certainly today we shouldn't do it. Therefore, Hilcha Chayavin Hakol is Anos with the Kapala with Takanos Neviim. Now he then refers to Rambam. Mechain Roisi the Rambam Zal. Parakeno Tana Shelo Hiskim Yitzon Halo Ratzu Klal. The Rambam never seems to bring up this whole concept of Ratzu at all. Okay, he never brings it up at all. The Rambam is in, but as we'll see, it's totally in the gears in the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tainis, Parakei Halacha Dalad Mei. Sorry, can you give me the Rambam? Is there a Rambam here, Ben? Huh? Should be one, right? Should have everything here somewhere. This is the Parish of Mishnah. Okay, this is not it. I got Zoraim instead of Zoraim. It's up here? Well, that's the Parish of Mishnah. Okay, the Rambam explains, again, the background. It looks like, from some Rishonim anyway, that the... No, that's the Parish HaMishnah. I don't want to... I'm sorry, I brought the wrong thing. I've been up since 3:30 in the morning, so that's why plane came in. So it's... anyway, so again, according to some Rishonim, the other fast days, leaving out Tisha B'Av, okay, is dependent on this Ratzu concept, that the Klal Yisrael accepted upon it again. Today, we can't change it. It's been accepted, right? But as we'll see in a moment, the root, or so the basic, is not really a Takonis Neviim or Takonis Chacham anymore. It's somehow this I don't want to use the word optional, but it was brought about through Klal Yisrael's behavior, so to speak. Okay, the Rambam is subject to there's a problem in the Girsa. So we'll read inside. Meanwhile, while we're waiting, we'll just look again at the Ritva. Okay. He has it. Okay, good. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Perfect. The Rambam is in. Parakei, I said, Hilchos Tainis Halacha Dalad. You have to listen carefully to the wording of the Rambam because it's subject to a lot of literature. Okay, the Rambam writes in Parakei Hilchos Dalad, Arba Yemei Tzomos Heilu, Harein Mufrash Kabbalah, Tuchot Tzipasek, Torvi, Tzomach Hamishi, Torvi is the Shavuot Tammuz, Shubachodesh Revi, Tzomach Hamishi is the Tishva, Shubachodesh Hamishi, Tzomach Shvi is the Shalosh Shubatishva, Shubachodesh Shvi, the Torah Asir is the Asabatel, Shubachodesh Asir. Very good. Halacha Hei. V'nohagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lis anos. Okay? The Rambam's, and here in this older edition, put the period here. Okay? V'nohagu, it's a minig. Nohagu kol Yisrael lis anos. Don't say rotsu, not rotsu. It's a nohagu kol Yisrael lis anos. Okay? And the Magid Mishnah writes, Tolo Rabbeinu in yonon b'minig. Lefish nizborg marsham shvizman she sholom. L'haylach shivar v'yis ha-mikdash. The Rambam doesn't really pay much attention. It's Ratzu. It's Nagu Kol Yisrael. Then the Rambam goes on. Over Yud Gimel Ba'Adar, on the 13th of Adar, we call that Tainis Esther. Zeichel Tainis Shanav Mehaman and Tzon Shnimer Divrei Tzon Zarkosam. That's added on to this list. So that's also its own category of fast. Okay? Tainis Esther is a different type of fast also. It's nothing to do with the Chorban. Nothing happened on that day, particularly necessarily. We don't go into that now. But, Tainis Esther is separate. So he says, again, the language of the Rambam, Parakei Halachei. V'nog l'chizim v'nog elul is anos, period, or comma. And also you give another. He puts it separate because it's not really linked to the top of the Pasuk and Zechariah. Right? It's a separate from the later on. Time to mention the Gemara necessarily. Okay, Tom wants to learn that when it's at the beginning of Megillah, when it says, Yom Kehil Kolhu, so that means fasting. It's not in the Gemara either, according to Moshe Rishon. But there's one little letter that causes the problem. The U. U b'yud gimel b'adar. many editions of the Rambam, and it's accepted today that the more correct, the manuscripts of Kafach and Franklin, there's no Vav, which means the Rambam reads, V'nagu koyisom izvan leilis anos b'yud gimel b'adar. Okay? That the fast, in other words, nowadays, V'nagu koyisom izvanam elu, not referring back to the four taniyos. It's the minig and klayisol nowadays. Lisanos yudgum ba'adar. He finished. And Halacha Dali mentioned the other four fast days. Now in Halacha goes, and it's also a minig to fast on yudgum ba'adar because okay, what happens yudgum ba'adar is on the Shabbat, right? In other words, he moved away from. It's not nagu koyisol bismanim elis anos referring back to the four, you know, comma or period referring back to the arba taniyos, and also ubiyudgum ba'adar. It's meaning that the Nagu, not like the Magen Mishnah, the Nagu is not going on the four Taniyos. Four Taniyos goes back to the Pasuk and it's the Rotsu. Anyway, so it's a question of how to read the Rambam. I don't want to spend time on it. Many people, again, the Mishnah Yaakov, I'm going to open up now, save a few moments. The Mishnah Yaakov in one of his Tshuvas, the Yaakov Kalina, the Talmud of the Chaim Volozhin, he has in one of his Tshuvas, Simon Kuf Memtez. Otherwise, the Rambam doesn't make. How does he ignore the whole Gemara about Ratzu? So the Vav shouldn't be there, and that's the accepted point today. But in any event, Lamaisa, our obligation today is, of course, to fast on these fast days. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins into the Tov Kuf Nun, the beginning of Hilchos Tainus. Okay, Hilchos Tishah B'Av and Shaar Taniyos. Tov Kuf Memtes, he writes in the Kotel Aleph, Chayav L'Tzanos Tishah B'Av, etc., etc. And everybody's obligated. And the Mishabura and Sivkot Aleph comments, Ratzon Olomer, Afa Gav de Maskin and Begemara, there's man Shain Motzi Xeris of the Chamel Yisrael, Tala Adov Ratzon Yisrael, Danim Ratzon of Yisrael, Viskimu Shalos Anos, Vagimu Tosh Rusbi Yodim, Kosu Aposkim, the Akshav, Kvar Ratzon, Vikimu Kaisom, Midor Dor, Vosel Futzkeder. Now it's been accepted, end of discussion, nothing further to talk about. But well, the reason I bring this up is because I heard today an interesting discussion with a friend of mine today, an interesting Shiloh, where the issue of Rotsu maybe still is in there in terms of the severity or the weight of the fast. Okay, now it says here, also for together, the Maramot already writes, to keep this point in mind, Mio, Ubros, Umenikos, Shemitstaros, Harbe, pregnant women, nursing women, someone sick and so on, aimless on those, we should try, the tissue was different and so on, but we'll talk about the chol in a second, but I want to use this just we'll look at one more gemara to make this point. There is a gemara in Tainus defining a fast day of Yud Beis and Aleph, where the gemara makes a blanket statement and says as follows: the Amar of Chista, kol Tainus shelo shaka olav chama lav shmei Tainus. Any Tainus which the sun didn't set on the Tainus, meaning you broke the fast before sunset, that's not a valid Tainus. Fast day means till the end of the day. Okay, Rashi says Shlo Koshav of Hamishlo his Ana at Oshishav. He didn't fast until the sun sets. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. A fast day means you fast until the sun sets. Okay, that's the definition of a fast day. Now, there's a Tosus in Avodah Zarah. Daf Lamed Hayman Aleph points out that our meaning today, as many of you are aware, is we don't wait. We wait longer than sunset. We wait till Tesa Kochavim. Tosus says in Lamed Hayman Aleph Dima Maschol. The last one, Miss Anin. Okay, I'm sorry, Lama Dalamon, forgive me. Lama Dalamon Aleph. Lama Dalamon Aleph, the last one, Miss Anin. So in the middle, towards the end of Tosi, there's the fact that we wait nowadays, okay, it sort of talks about how long you have to wait, and then it's not our issue now, but he says, Umasha Nog, Umasha Anu Nog, and Lissanos, I'll take a Chobin. Alpha God, the Mipar Kamatanis Kosan Shol Shokol of Chama, Enotanis, Mashman Shi is Chama Sagi, and that's Hey Milin, that's a further discussion with Hey Milin, Dalin, it's all part of that discussion of how much time it is, whatever. He says, we do it, we wait till Tetz Chobim because we want to avoid any Sekas. Right, we're going to send them to avoid any doubts. So we're not going to play around, we'll wait until it gets dark, for sure sunset, because all the discussion of what exactly is sunset and so on. And he says, and furthermore, also, what does sunset mean? It could mean the end of the sunset. There's no remnant of the sun anymore, right? Sofshkia. Okay, so that's our practice, and that's what's found in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, okay, that's the practice in Tov Kuf Samach Beis. Sif Aleph. Kol tasha shokham hanu shlo shlimo ad seis kochavim. The hanu shiru gimel kochavim benonim or the moon and so on. That's enotinus. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sukkot and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Gemara says shkiyas chama, but we wait. You know, now, what do you mean? Can't the person fast part of the day? Can't you even kabbal a half day fast? Now, the nafkamina that the post can talk about is, can you say aneinu? If I broke my fast in the afternoon, so can you say aneinu at mincha afterwards? What do you mean? Aneinu b'yom tzom tani seinu. I'm not fasting anymore. Right? So that's the discussion. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you were mekabel only the fast at certain hours, you can do that too. Not on a public fast day, but a personal fast day, and you can say aneinu. Okay, that's a side issue.
You said aneinu and then
broke your fast also, yeah. So, anyway, there's a shara. See, there's a long point about it. But we wait till say kochavim. That's the common point. The question I'd like to look at, common practice, the question I'd like to look at for a moment, okay, is, all right, so if you're here all day in Teaneck or whatever, everything's fine. The Shiloh that I was discussing with someone, a friend of mine today, that someone asked him, apparently on Sunday, said this person has to go to Hong Kong on business. And the time he's leaving on Sunday, he will have nothing but daylight the whole trip. Apparently the way he's flying west. So he's, and then, of course, the international dateline. The issue is not the international dateline. Not an international dateline question. But he's not gonna experience this sunset or Tesha Chavim for many, many hours. I don't care what day of the week it is right now. Of course, the dateline, it's true. Mm-hmm. But I just had myself, I just came back from my so when we left last week, so we had a late afternoon flight. It got delayed, the mice and so on and so forth. So we didn't kind of take off, but it was late here. It was maybe 7 o'clock. And I kept looking at the window. It never got dark. Okay, I was flying to Eretz Yisrael. I was flying the other direction. I was flying east. And I kept looking at the window. I kept open. I wanted to dive married, and it never got dark. Okay, how we left on time, I think the flight was at originally 4:40, whatever it was. So it would have gotten dark for a short while. I checked it out before. It would have gotten dark for a short while. But the way it worked out, I never had any. And I was clearing was after plug. I mean, whatever it was. But I mean, it was an interesting. It was annoying my wife, but I kept opening the window, you know, to look outside. But here it's the reverse case. This person apparently, this is what he said. I mean, I don't know the Matthias or fan, but it sounds right. There's going to be no. It's something for many hours, many, many hours. The question is, what's he supposed to keep fasting? I mean, it's like, you know, it would be like I don't know how long the flight is to Hong Kong, but whatever it is, you know, it could be a long fast, you know, a long. We're complaining that, you know, what is it, over 9 something, right? But it's the hardest fast, you know, because it's in the middle of the summertime. But this year it's close to the equinox, so it's even later, right? So, but anyway, so that was the Shiloh. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, very brief treatment of the issue. It's in Orachayim Chele Gimelsin and Sarivov. It's where the topic is something else, and it adds on some other questions the person asked him. Uvidvar Shina Hayom, Bein Hamadinos, Uva Nesia Be'eroplan, Magia Bizman Kotzel Hamadinos, Rechogos, Lefamim, Nimtza Sherem Aruch Lo B'Yoseh, Lefamim Kotzel B'Yoseh. Sometimes a long day, sometimes a short day. Okay? He says, Kosher, as I asked him, he says, Kosher L'Hashem B'Zeh. I can't, you know, really answer the question. Well, this was written in Tavshin Chav Ches, Motzim Kippur, Tavshin Chav Ches. That was 1967. Okay. Motzim Kippur. So, he says, it's hard to answer. Okay, Kielaz Mikorim Amashim Medivar Basin. There's not too many, you know, it wasn't too much Nogea. We don't have any early tshuvas about it to look into. The Tzarach Lodom is Arak Misora, so I can just apply Sora. Ala Kaponim Asher Nirla Sayati Misora, Shil Inyan Tainis Misane, Bein Lakula Bein Lachumra, Ad Seis HaKochavim Shubim Mokom Shanim Tzaaz. It's got to be taste wherever you are, you've got to wait till you experience it. The Av Shalifamu Hurak Shos Buatim, even though you can shorten your fast if you're flying. East, okay. Mishum shalom nikba tainis al shows el al yom shuat tetzachovim. The fast is not for the number of days, for the number of hours. The fast is for the day. The chayim betainis al tishbav af imiz damen shemitchilis tainis haragmar loya chov dal shows nami ain tzarch lisanos yosim tetzachovim shalom al asiri. You can shorten the fast. Fly on tishbav at a different shalom, but fly on tishbav. That's how Moshe finds it. According to Moshe, in this tshuva, you know, tell this person sorry, but according to that.
Doesn't help.
Oh, one second. It could. Okay, but I just, the person pointed out to me, he said he spoke to a Shechter about this. So, or Shechter referred to something that's in a Sefer called Nachal Eshkol. There is a Sefer Eshkol, which is one of the Rishonim. He's written by the father-in-law of the Ravid. His name is Rav Avram. He sometimes is also called the Ravid because he was called Rav Avram. His name is Rav Avram Yitzchak, but he's called, you see, Rav Avram Yitzchak Av Bezdin, Av Beis Dalet. So sometimes that got contracted into Ravid. So sometimes you have a steerer. And with the hat to steer in the Ravid, the answer is to him people. So the, right, and that is actually a third person who was the Ravid, Rav Avram, even the Ud, right, the traveler, whatever. So I think the Shach somewhere writes that the three Ravids, and don't worry about the series because they weren't the same person. But anyway, so this about, so in the Sefer Eshkol, okay, now, I do have to give a disclaimer about this point, okay? This Sefer Eshkol was written, was put out many years ago by a Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Binyamin, Tzvi Binyamin Orbach. I don't think any relation to Shlomo Zalman. Tzvi Binyamin Orbach, okay? In one of Chaim Soloveitchik, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, and this is a collected essays, one of his essays, so he has a point. He says, reviewing an essay by Yitzchak Zimmer, so I would also caution Zimmer on citing Tzvi Binyamin Orbach's edition of the Sefer Eshkol. Okay, the early years of the 20th century witnessed a bit, this is page 298 in Collected Essays, Volume 1. He writes, the early 20th century witnessed a bitter conflict over its authenticity. Shalom Albeck, the editor of a second and much smaller text of the Eshkol, launched a vituperative attack on Auerbach after his death, questioning not only Auerbach's judgment, but also his integrity. Okay. Not surprisingly, some leading scholars sprang to the defense of Auerbach's good name and published a paper entitled Tzidkas HaTzadik. Okay. Upon its appearance, Auerbach appeared to have been vindicated. But, in Salvation language, with all respect to the goodwill of those truly distinguished scholars, the pamphlet is long on encomia and short on arguments. It's very emotional, but short on argument. Seen now from the perspective of some three-quarters of a century, Auerbach's Eshkol appears to be a clear forgery, incorporating arguments found in 16th, 17th, 18th, 18th century writing. This is not to say that Auerbach himself forged the manuscript. He may well have been doped. Okay, when he began working on it, the mid-19th century, manuscript publication of medieval halachic works was in its infancy, and little was known of the state of halachic thinking in mid-12th century Provence. Be that as may, the work remains a forger, should not be used for historical purposes. Okay, so I thought it was just an interesting thing to be aware of. Anyway,
historical purpose, not halachic purpose.
Right, okay. So in the Sefer Eshkol, he makes the point, okay, and it appears in the other Sefer Eshkol also, okay, he says, Ratzu Misana, Ratzu Misana, Zichus Tishabab. Okay. So this Rabbi Auerbach wrote a commentary with footnotes, you know, on the Sefer Eshkol called the Nachal Eshkol. I pointed out because there was not a pogrom in this person. He may have thought of that was the manuscript, but it wasn't. Fine. But it's an interesting question. Not exactly our issue because he's writing, you know, before there was flying to Hong Kong. But he writes, Vezer Rabos Bishonim Sha'alni Harav de Stockholm. Okay, Sweden. Al Minhagam, now Stockholm this time of year, well, you know, the land of the midnight sun, right? I mean, it's Scandinavia, it doesn't get a whole, right? So they had apparently, according to what he writes there, Minig in Stockholm, I heard that it's not the Minig today, but the Minig in Stockholm, Al Minhagam, heim, she'ochlin b'yud zayin b'tamuz, tes v'chei tisho achar chatzos. 9.5 hours after chatzos, v'odeom godol, even though it's still broad daylight. Okay, v'odeom godol. And they said that's their tradition. So they would break the fast in Stockholm, 9.5, 9, I guess, assuming Chatzos is 12, huh? Right, 9:30 at night. And they shavti b'shas. So what's the mucker for such a practice? Okay, it wasn't. So according to Moshe, what do you mean? They'd have to wait until, and that's the push on the Gemara. But apparently this was, at least in that time, this was the minig in Stockholm, and I guess in northern countries, they would not fast beyond a certain number of hours in the afternoon or the evening. Okay, so he said, for the time of the Beis Hamikdash and after the Chorban, and for many, many centuries, no Jews lived either in the upper or lower part, you know, the Arctic Circle, whatever. Nobody lived up there. And let me tell you, whatever, he gives you the where Jews did live, by 9.5 hours afternoon, everywhere, the fast was over. Okay? So he said, that in Cain, Kol Yisolo Kiblu Lisanos, he goes back to Rotsu. What did the Jewish people accept? They accepted the fast, nine. Therefore, it was, I mean, it's very creative. I think it's a stretch, personally, but it's a very creative point. He's defending the minig in Stockholm. I mean, defending the minig. I'm not sure
would have started.
What's that?
Would have been a Tashachar in some places.
That's a different problem, right? When is Olot HaShachar? It's a related question. That's what I think. I think I once mentioned this. Rabbi Sabalowski told me, even who's in, he was once speaking in northern Germany, in Berlin, I think. And he said, if you want to keep the latest time for Tzeis Rechavim, the earliest time for Alos, the latest time for Tzeis Rechavim is after the earliest time for Alos, which can't be. But anyway, so that's what he's writing over, a very clever suggestion. He says, and that's what the Nemar came in the Barot Sintaya, Kach Kilo and Veloyos, it was never accepted by the Jewish people anywhere in history to fast more than, and by us it's pretty close to that. It's, you know, what is it, 9:15 or whatever the fast is, now Chatzos is later, Chatzos is closer to 1, so it'd be 10. You know, there are, I guess Detroit is still in our time zone, but it's further. So Rav Shechter, according to what, I didn't speak to Rav Shechter about it, but according to what this friend of mine told me, that the Rav Shechter quoted this, as a tzad lahakel, the person traveling, you know, all the way to the Far East without any days. He quoted this footnote from the Nachal Eshkol, okay? And also another thing with Nahit, this person told me, he told me the Shechter said Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, says, this guy didn't find, don't prove anything. I didn't find in the Tzvi Pesach Frank Shuvah, but I did find in the Shuvah Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, Chelek Zayin, Simon Ayin Vav, he mentioned something else also. He mentioned another tzad lahakel. He says, look, you know, you asked about Nirche, and we saw already that someone was sick and so on and so forth, so you're allowed to eat. So there comes a certain point where a person is, you know, you're sick, so it's no, you shouldn't be worse than any other chola, right? In other words, another tzad lahakel, Rav Shechter said, that if, you know, if you're really feeling you're sick, doesn't mean you have to be bedridden or you know, dying. It means, you can't function normally. You're sick, so you try, and then as soon as you really, it's been 20 hours already, and you're not feeling well, so that's another tzad lahakel. That's what this person told me. And it's interesting, because the Shevet HaLevi quote in the Nafkamin would be the following. You know, I don't really have to answer the Shechter. The Nafkamin would be, if you hold, like, this, the Minig in Stockholm, so then there's nothing to talk about. 9.5 hours to Chatzot, yeah. That's it. You've done it. Exactly. Whereas here, some sofa writes, huh? What's that? But the Rabbanim don't really have that division in the same sense. You know?
So you
weren't Mekayim the Rabbanim. But there's another difference also, and that question is, how much can you eat? There's a famous Chuvah, and I'll finish with this. The Chassam Sofer, Chuvah's Kuf Nun Zayin, Chelek Arachayim, he discussed the following. The question, person who broke his fast because he was sick, can he get an aliyah? That's what he's talking about. So he said, you know, the Syrians are saying, I may know. So he says, well, one second. The fact that a person ate, you know, it's not the case, that even for Chola, once you eat, now you can go ahead and have hamburgers and hot dogs and have a whole barbecue. You can eat what you need for your illness. Okay? But you still, no, don't do that. That's just some kipper. No, you can eat whatever you want, but you can't then go have a banquet and a full, you know, seven-course dinner. Okay, you can eat. That's some sort of lashon. He says, you're still in the fast. He wants to argue against aliyah. It's arguing in favor of the aliyah. Is that he's talking about Tisha B'Av. He said, you're still in the fast. You can eat what you need to eat. Okay, forget about, you know, with less than a half. But you can eat, okay, have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake, and you feel okay now, so you continue to fast. Right, in a certain sense. So therefore, if you say that that's the mokos, then these people flying to Hong Kong shouldn't eat more than they really have to. According to the other view, after 9.5 hours they're up, then the game is over. So it's interesting, interesting, Shaila. I guess Nogei Halacha is, for these people, Nogei Halacha Maisa. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but that's what I was told in terms of fasting. Okay, I hope everyone has a meaningful fast on Sunday. And by the way, it's important. It's a nirche also, you know, does mitigate, does, you know, again, for a chola makes it a little different. How do you turn this one?
And the fact that we didn't take upon ourselves a short fast doesn't matter.
Hang up in the red box.